त्रिपुः देकस्त कुपिताः मिंगेंग्री वाक वज्राः. Those words are as strong as thunderbolt. Munayah, great sages. Kila, indeed. Gata asoha, jat tasya, after he died. Bhuyah, moreover. Te, de, manmatuhu, churned. Dakshinam, right. Karam, hand. Rajake, being without a king. Tada, then. Loke, the world. Dasyavihi, by rogues and thieves. Piditaha, suffering. Prajaha, all the citizens. Jataha, advented. Narayana, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amshena, by a partial representation. Pruthu, Adyaha, original. Kshiti Ishwaraha, ruler of the world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Vidur, when the great sages curse, their words are as invincible as a thunderbolt. Thus when they curse the king Vena out of anger, he died. After his death, since there was no king, all the rogues and thieves flourished. The kingdom became unregulated and all the citizens suffered greatly. On seeing this, the great sages took the right hand of Vena as a churning rod, and as a result of their churning, Lord Vishnu in his partial representation made his advent as King Pruthu, the original emperor of the world. Monarchy is better than democracy because if the monarchy is very strong, the regulative principles within the kingdom are upheld very nicely. Even 100 years ago in the state of Kashmir in India, the king was so strong that if a thief were arrested in his kingdom and brought before him, the king would immediately chop off the hands of the thief. As a result of this severe punishment, there were practically no theft cases within the kingdom. Even if someone left something on the street, no one would touch it. The rule was that the things could be taken away only by the proprietor and that no one else could touch him. In the so-called democracy, however, there is a theft case. The police comes and takes note of the case, but generally the thief is never caught, nor is any punishment ordered to him. As a result of incapable government, at present moment, thieves, rogues and cheaters are very prominent all over the world. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadam Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sadhana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यमंग शेप हुक पिता वागर्भचरा मुनयः किल गतसोऽस्य भूयस्ते मन्मथु दक्षिणं करम्। अराजके तदा लोके दस्युभिः पीडिता प्रजा जातो नारायणं सेन पृथुराद्य क्षितिस्वराः। अगेन द ट्रांसलेशन इज, माय डियर विदुर, व्हेन द ग्रेट सेज इज कर्स्ड, देयर वर्ड्स वर एज इनविंसिबल एज थंडरबोल्ट। Thus, when they cursed the king, when out of anger he died, after his death, since there was no king, all the rogues and thieves flourished, the kingdom became unregulated, and all the citizens suffered greatly. On seeing this, the great sages took the right hand of Vena as a churning rod, and as a result of their churning, Lord Vishnu in his partial representation made his advent as King Prithu, the original emperor of the world. So, Maharaj Ang, the father of Vena, was a very pious king. He was performing very regulated pious sacrifices in order to put up the primary functions of maintaining the kingdom. And second thing, that he had to produce a heir, means one who can carry on the functionality of an ideal king as a representative of Lord Narayan. But he was very much disappointed by his son Vena. So, when King Ang passed away, the Brahman Pandits, they knew very well that Vena is not capable to fulfill the obligation of a king's responsibility, either to become a representative of the Supreme Lord or to carry on the functionality of Prajapati. If he is the father of all mankind, then if one does not have a little sense of responsibility towards Lord Krishna, that why in the world he has become the maintainer of all the praja. Maintainer of all the praja. It is not allowed to become a king if these two responsibilities are not carried out. To anybody, whoever has his dependents, unless and until they deliver him from the mouths of death, Guru na sasyat, swajana na sasyat, raja na sasyat, janani na sasyat, pita na sasyat, yadyapi na mochayet, samupetim mrityum. That is a very clear verdict. So they have an obligation to deliver the dependent from the clutches of death. Means a king has two responsibilities: to provide all necessities of the life, proper atmosphere, a good conduct and control. At the same time, these necessities are targeting towards the main function, that they all go back home back to Godhead. Otherwise, you know, it's not a fun to become a king or a leader or a manager. So King Anga was very much disappointed by this debauched son of him, Vena. But the pundits saw that even though he is not qualified, at least the rogues and thieves, they are disturbing the citizens, they will be in control. Because he is the king of the thieves. But eventually, this assumption that such a disqualified leader will do good, but it was so timing that the pundits cursed him to die, and he died. But as soon as he died, the rogues and thieves took over, and it was much a rampage. Now, one may say, well, what happened to his body? And the symptoms of the anarchy that was created in absence of Vena must have taken a lot of time. But at the same time, if the symptoms are strong, then one must take it very quick actions. Now here we see that the same pundits, they took the right hand of Vena, used as a churning rod, and they churned the body of Vena. Previously, they already tried the thigh of Vena. Whatever is produced through the thigh area, means the lumbar area, where the genitals are also there, either by physical churning or by mental churning, conception is definitely going to come. If somebody thinks, the idea itself is being materialized. So from mental conception, Brahma could also produce, but because his conception was transcendental, he could produce four Kumaras, Narad Muni, and all the Prajapatis, and gave the order of the same type of mental conception to produce progeny. So they are all Prajapatis. Brahma could produce out of his anger Rudras. That is also mental conception. Mental conception can be considered as immaculate conception. Immaculate conception means there is no necessity of involvement of father and mother. But mother can generate. Father can generate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, generated Brahma. Right? They said, Jesus Christ was born out of Virgin Mary. Kunti begat. Simply by mantra meditation. All the six Pandavas, including Karna. So the idea is that whatever we think, if it is manifesting, where the potency is coming from? Chintamani. The thing which is being produced simply by thinking is a platform of transcendence. Platform of non-material existence. So then they can conceive. Unless and until one is properly purified in spiritual conception beyond the three modes of material nature, then they can manifest the things. If we see the manifestation of so much energy, even in Srila Prabhupada during his late years, from 70 to 82, within a span of almost 11 and a half years, all this transcendental energy that was infused in Srila Prabhupada can manifest so many things as if it's coming out of nowhere. Prabhupada was diligently translating. We cannot conceive how much he translated because everything has been jotted down. So you can see the spiritual energy is manifesting into material existence. So Brahma, out of his pure meditation, can conceive mentally, mental sense. Narad Muni is called Manasaputra, somewhere produced directly from the limbs of Lord Brahma. But yet, when there was not enough population, because this population through the Prajapatis were completely opposed to the population of Rudras, so they were devouring and they were not allowing the whole material world to be populated. So, for the sake of the same conception, we can see here that these pandits, the brahmanas, were very qualified to churn even a dead body of Vena to either produce nishad from the thighs, but they conceive, through the energy of the right hand, not even the left hand. And they meditated and started churning the right hand as the churning rod, and who came out? Pruthu. Pruthu came. So the functionality of the king, the ideal king, has been carried out by Pruthu Maharaj. It's a powerful incarnation. Aunshena is a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of God. But it is the desire of the great Brahmana rishis that the Lord has to come to square it out with whatever Vena did and put the earth into its productivity and giving all the living entities opportunity to understand this responsibility so they can go back home, back to God. Those who are not clear in this responsibility is not on the ideal householder platform. So there is a great misconception. deception, misdirection, and misinformation is given in today's world. So, men with simply three modes of material nature will be tossed up into the waves of so-called passionate desires, and they think the life is only made up of rajogun. But it created the strife. So in either condition we can see whatever Venus created the situation, Mother Earth was so much disturbed that she withdrew all the productivity. And she was very much afraid that whoever comes may be of the same nature. That's why she took the shape of Mother Cow and started running off from Pluto Maharaj. At the same time, such an action was also understood to be a test, that she wanted to check out whether Pluto Maharaj is really qualified to take care of her. They say Mother Nature itself is so much competent to take care of herself. So whatever the atrocities today's politicians and the rogues and fanatics, they try to destroy. Even out of so-called justice, which is not there in the material world in the first place, but because they are bereft of transcendental knowledge, they create great havoc. And Mother Earth can easily take care of them. It's not yet time for Kali Yuga to be terminated. In South India there is a Kalki Avatar. They think, oh, it is so much intolerable situation which is going on. But how do we estimate according to the Shastra? The Kali Yuga is yet to be existing for 427,000 years yet to go, and we can't make a cut short. Seven except try to understand the underlying cause that people are not properly educated in the transcendental science of bhakti. So we have to find out ways and means to educate the people in general, how it is important to put the right course of action. That is what Srila Prabhupada desired. You know, Srila Prabhupada understood that some of his disciples are very much inclined in politics. So Srila Prabhupada said that our aim is to control the mass destruction that is being caused by the modern politicians. So in their absence, if a well-versed devotee wants to, you know, go into such politics, he should not become one of them. Rather, he should understand this main objective of our Krishna conscious mission and try to provide the opportunity for everyone at whatever level his influences are, you know, to educate all the people so they can go back home back to God. Provide them the opportunity, guide them, and take them home back to God. So this is the main aim and mission of Srila Prabhupada, that if our devotee who wants to indulge in politics, they better, you know, stay on the track. Don't play dirty politics within the institution. If it is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by this responsibility, then and then we are allowed. This is our, it should be the policy. So, Srila Prabhupada is very, very clear that we may use whatever in service of Krishna. In service of Krishna. Not as a disservice under, oh, Prabhupada allowed us to do politics. No. What is the aim of performing the politics? We can take over the whole world, but we are not qualified. Are we? But Krishna consciousness makes the qualification necessary. So, most of the understanding about the conception of the Absolute is being derived from the prayers of Lord Brahma, who begged the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, to empower him so he can carry on the functions on the Lord's behalf. So he became the Prajapati, and he saw the population is not increasing, so he conceived Manu and Shatrupa, both. Manu was with mustache, and Shatrupa was with raised breast. And soon they started, you know, through the sexual conception. But people who are not knowing what is the purpose of this conception to create, even though if we are allowed, but if we remain forgetful of the functionality, the responsibility that is being inherited simultaneously through Lord Brahma, as to serve the purpose of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on that behalf, you know, we are allowed. Therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, dharma aviruddho, kamo asmi bharata sharva. I am that sex desire myself, which is not contrary to the religious principles. So, those who are grahasthas, that is their first and foremost function, to remain Krishna conscious in begetting the children, for the responsibility for delivering them from the clutches of death. Send them to become back to Godhead. If they fail, then they anticipate from their sons and daughters to send them go back home back to God. So it's a mutual responsibility. This is what we inherit from our parents. This is the real inheritance of mutual responsibility. Why do we simply do Shraddha? But because the faith is on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and its responsibility. That's why Shraddha ceremonies are to be performed. Otherwise, those who are not grahasthas, they are called grahamedis. What do they do? And what of all the, most of the population is indulging into? ജന്മൈഥുനാദിഗ്രഹമേതി സുഖം ഹി തുച്ഛം കണ്ടുയേന കരയോർ ഏവ ദുഃഖി ദുഃഖം തൃപ്യന്തി നേഹ കൃപണ ബഹുദുഃഖ ഭാജാം കണ്ടുതി വാൻ മനസി ജം സവിഷേത ധീര. People are not sober. They are not serious towards this responsibility. Otherwise, they would become responsible rather than indulging in sex life just for sense gratification. They are called kripanas, miserly. That even though, despite of achieving the human form of life, they are uselessly using like pigs and dogs. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very clear through the personalities like Prithu Maharaj. You see, the descendants of Prithu, they were all very pious and very, very austere towards this responsibility. But later on, we will hear about the Prachetas. The Prachetas were the 10 sons of King Prachirbharahi, and he was performing so many pious deeds, but at the same time in the name of fire sacrifice, where he was also pushing the animals and the sacrificial fire. But Narad Muni came to his rescue to save this particular responsibility from a pious king. Otherwise, he would be implicated. When he ordered his 10 sons to become prajapatis, they were so intelligent that immediately they headed towards north to go and do the austerity for 1,000 years. First, let's perform the austerity. Then we indulge in procreation. This is their resolve. And Lord Shiva met them and he was so happy. He said, I know who you are. And he congratulated for taking up such a big task. So you can see Lord Shiva gave them the mantra on which they have to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a beautiful state of existence that they show when they approach a huge lake. It's called Manasa Lake. One whose mind is tranquil, it won't be disturbed. The beautiful sceneries are in there. So the conception is very, very pure, very pleasing. First we have to conceive mentally, get ready, and then manifest. Then take up the responsibility to train, liberate him. This is the perfection of human form of life. So, two functionalities are there. One is, for an ideal grasper, they have to provide for every living entity. Last time I spoke, Srila Prabhupada was asked by a newly wedded devotee couple, Prabhupada, we are entering into grahastha life, what is our main duty? Prabhupada told him, tell your wife to cook nice offering, offer it to Krishna, then when everything is ready, you go out and call out, is there anybody hungry? And let people come and take prasadam, then you eat. So the devotee did not understand. He said he wanted some special order so he can do that. So he asked again, And Prabhupada repeated twice more the same thing. If we are not able to provide for all living entities, both physical necessity and spiritual necessity, that is, prasadam is the best thing. It provides both the physical and spiritual necessities. So that is the main function. So in this way we can understand that these are not very flowery allegorical descriptions. Look at that. How they are taking out of a dead man a hand and starting churning and producing prasuma. This is completely humbug. It's not at all humbug. Everything is coming in a very, very clear conception. When our conception is wrong, means our proclivity to create is wrong. An idea is also created by association. An idea is also created. We use our brain. It does not just pop up. The desire is there to create the idea. You cannot kill the desire. But your desire is affected by the three modes of material nature, and you see according to time, place, and why it becomes so prominent that people are in the trend of total destruction because of their desire. It is virtually controlling everything. There are demoniac people who do not know the aim of life, and they pose as politicians and they ruin the whole thing. So Srila Prabhupada wants spiritual leaders. They can enter in the politics and they can, without deviating from the aim, if they want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they should indulge, otherwise get out from the politics. It is not the business of a devotee. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
An ideal grahastha should come out and announce that whether anybody is hungry and let them come and have food. Correct? Is that rule applicable in Kali Yuga also?
Yes.
But then suppose food is exhausted and there is a long queue, how will manage?
Get another stock. Work hard. Why not? Is there any scarcity? You took a lot of responsibility. Is there any scarcity in this midday meal program? But we should not be deviated from the aim. Food for life is going on. A grahastha individually also should do. Otherwise they make a team and do it. Is it not difficult? Is it difficult or not?
Maharaj, I feel it is difficult. I entirely agree with the principle.
So don't do alone, do together. There are many programs, just join them.
Maharaj, in our own mandir, some of the departments are handled by grahasthas. But are they coming out and announcing that anybody hungry may come and have prasadam?
The departments are nothing but parts of the total body. That is called ISKCON, Juhu. So, just cooperate. The parts are supposed to cooperate for the same functions. If you are in, say, fundraising department, won't you help the fundraising for even Food for Life, if it is needed? Aren't you part of that, inviting them? Is there anybody hungry? Prabhupada said that there should not be anyone going hungry within the 10-mile radius of the temple. Our misconception creates problems. But Prabhupada is a very clear conception because it is Krishna conscious. The whole activity of Food for Life is Krishna conscious. If you have different conception, there might be some disagreements and difficulty. Any other question?
Yeah. Maharaj, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the death sentence. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he speaks about the death sentence, bringing to death of the in Kashmir. Now, in my question is, would you be in favor of that, or when do you want to?
It is still being practiced in some other part of the world, like Muslim world. You know,
but there's many in America also. There's some parts where they do it, and
well, I didn't know that.
In some states, but there is also, I mean, for the moment, the system.
Where in America?
In Texas, for example, they still do it.
In Texas.
But the thing is that the whole system of justice for the moment is really polluted. So even the police and the judges are mostly corrupt. So my question is, when can you be assured that the whole system of justice is purified, and when can you introduce again this Vedic system of
ruling? As far as the principle of material life itself is a justification of a crime that the living entity committed against Lord Krishna. Now, how much more justification do you want?
But there's some instances that people have been sentenced to death, and after their death has been proven that they actually were not guilty, because some corruption was there between the
police. So that is unjust to an unjust. It nullifies everything. But if a person who is not guilty apparently was guilty in the original cause. So, if he is a devotee, then he will not protest, because he will be qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So, that is Bhagavatam principle. Tatte anukampam su samikshamana bhanjanam evatma kritam pakam radvagvapurbe vidadam namaste jivet mukta. If one stops complaining and just remain devoted to the lotus feet of the Lord or Guru, he will be, you know, qualified to get out from this miserable material life of repeated birth and death. Reward and punishment, both are opposites. But human being wants only rewards and no punishment. So they conceive different ideas of justice, justification. But they forget that they were criminals in the very beginning. That's why they are into the Maya jail. They still want justification at every level. But how at every level justification will be gained? Simply by changing their conception. Then, whoever we are in our swarupa, in devotional service, will be situated as eternal servant of Lord Shri Krishna, always engaged in devotional service and pleasing Him. That is the solution. Actually, Krishna wants that us to know that He was not justified in the beginning, even though He is the creator, maintainer, and because we became prodigal sons and forgot our original relationship with Him. We want to compete. So that was not the justification from the very beginning. That's why Krishna is, He saw the necessity to create the material world for the envious people. So it's all relative. But what I heard and I knew, I read a book by Alan Dershowitz. Even in New Vrindavan, when Kirtanand Swami's case was going on, they hired Alan Dershowitz. He's a Harvard Law professor, and at that time, the retainer fee, just to retain this lawyer, you have to put down $250,000. And he wrote a book, and the very first caption that made him so popular that there was a movie also after that, no high court judge is interested in delivering the justice. To be honest. Because this justice is a relative justice. Chant Hare Krishna and go back home back to Godhead. Give up all the demands of so-called justice. There is no justice. This material world is not a place for justice for the criminals. And who is not a criminal? We left Krishna's company. A fallen soul. Right? The Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't give us other alternatives for so-called justification. That's an only absolute process of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That will deliver real justice. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.